Following the launch of Vincimas on Friday, June 24th, a junior carnival and the Calypso, Raga Soca and Soca Monarch semifinals will be held on June 25th and 26th, respectively. Chairman of the CDC, Ricardo Adams, outlined in detail the format for these events.
We'll have a junior carnival, which is intended to be a fun day for the children. What we will do is bring the children into an enclosed outdoor environment where they can express themselves, enjoy themselves, and have almost like a fun day. And at this point in time, the intent is for that to be in Victoria Park. On Sunday, we're looking at having the semifinals, the Calypso, Raga Soca, and Soca semifinals in a single event, and that is expected to be an all-day event that begins sometime in the during the day and goes until just shortly after the dark. We're hoping that we can have that at what was the old Emerald Isle Casino grounds down in Pembroke. And so that will allow for a picnic style, again, open air, allow for social and physical distancing.
Mr. Adams said other activities such as Evo, Soca Monarch, Pankai Mass, and traditional Juve are also on the calendar of activities for Vincimas 2022.
On Friday, July the 1st, we go back to the Evo, which is a show for those who are unfamiliar with it. It's a show that basically showcases the evolution of Vinci music over particularly the last 40 plus years of Vinci Mass, and that we intend to have at the cruise ship. On Saturday, July 2nd, we're looking at having the Soca Monarch in Victoria Park. Of course, the numbers will be restricted as the protocols allow. On Sunday, July 3rd, we'll have Pankai Mass, which is a show that has the Pan Finals, the Calypso Finals, and a mass display, again at Victoria Park. On Monday, July 4th, we're looking at having the traditional Juve, probably on the steps of the grammar school. Unfortunately, realistically, we know that does not normally attract a very large crowd. So we think that we can get away with that in a small area where there's a display stage.
And Mr. Adams also outlined how the modern aspect of Juve will be held, as well as Monday T-shirt band and Mardi Gras on Carnival Tuesday.
What we're looking at is the modern bands, which tend to be the paint bands, etc. We're looking at them having a bubble party where they can do their paint, and a lot of them have been doing this for years. There was a pre-Juve gathering, so they'd have a party in a venue and then they'd hit the streets. What we're basically doing is removing the hitting the streets. We're looking at the same for the Monday T-shirt band. So you can have a T-shirt band party in an enclosed venue, exercising your protocols and controls. And then on Tuesday, the proposal is for the costume bands to be able to go to the tarmac of the old E.T. Joshua and use the northern end of the runway and be able to do a level of parading in front of the judges, and then the bands can return to their bubbles and have their parties.
Chairman of the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Ricardo Adams. The CDC said this format for Vincimas will only be carried out if 70% of the Vincentian population is vaccinated for COVID-19. If not, Vincimas 2022 will be a fully vaccinated event. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.